The History of True Jesus Church, Sungai Siput. Sungai Siput is a small town close to Ipoh. In 1963, Brother Chin Hua Lin, the late Brother Lai Hun Wah, and late Brother Ho Ping Kwan moved from Kulim, Kedah, in the northern state of Malaysia, to this town to make a living. After settling down, they determined to preserve their faith. Every Sabbath day, they would take the bus to Ipoh Church together to observe this holy day. This group of believers who loved the Lord were the first seeds of today's Sungai Siput True Jesus Church. Preacher Chin Eng Kwek, an early worker in Malaysia and Singapore, passed through this town. He came to understand the believers' faith, and given the circumstances they were in at that time, he strongly encouraged them to establish a family prayer house in Sungai Siput to preserve their faith. The believers had agreed with one another that whoever first bought a house would hold the home service. In 1968, this agreement was fulfilled when the late Brother Ho Ping Kwan's house became the first to establish home service. Subsequently, with the unconditional love and support of the pastoral care from the ministers such as the late Deacon John Woon, the late Deacon Sakis Wong, and late Deacon Paul Wong from the Ipoh Church, the foundation of the believers' faith grew stronger day by day. Most of the believers at that time sold cold beverages as the main source of income. They were filled with the grace of the Lord as each day went by, even though the days were full of toils. On 30th January 1973, the Sungai Siput Prayer House was officially established at the house of Brother Chin Hua Lin, about 5 years after the home service was established. In the late 1970s, late Preacher Simon Chin, Preacher Andrew Low, and the late Preacher Ho Yok Lin, along with the late Deacon Ho Chun Sang, late Deacon Chan Cheng Po, and late Deacon Thomas Chong, who served in the churches of Malaysia and Singapore, they would go to the prayer house from time to time to assist in the divine work, training new workers and leading the sheep to the right path of the journey of faith. In 1981, late Deacon Peter Ho, Preacher Chin Hua Lin, the late Brother Ho Ping Huan, Brother Lak Ah To, and Sister Chu Chen Chao were greatly moved by the love of the Lord and wanted to build a church building for God. Therefore, they became fervent and worked together in planning the development of the church. The love of the Lord has stirred the believers' hearts, and they made offerings with faith, although they were not rich. Everyone worked together in unity and employed different ways to raise funds for the house of God. Some believers sold their inheritance, and some sisters even sold their gold jewelry. Subsequently, with the guidance and blessing of God, along with the help of many churches, a terrace house was finally purchased as the chapel in 1981, thus establishing the Sungai Siput Church. Since the dedication on the 5th April 1986, the Lord has continued to shower abundant grace on Sungai Siput Church. In 1993, they finally bought the first church rent. Towards the end of 1994, the Holy Spirit moved the believers to expand the chapel to provide a larger space and comfortable environment to accommodate more believers. With the love for God and the moving of the Holy Spirit, the believers of Sungai Siput Church bought a bigger new church when in March 1996. The love of the Lord once again touched the brothers and sisters of Sungai Siput as they began to pray earnestly for the development of a new chapel. In November of the same year, a brother from the Central Region Church was moved by the Holy Spirit and offered 20,000 ringgit to Sungai Siput Church for the purchase of a piece of land. Offerings from fellow brethren, loans from Perak Region, and support from Preacher Daniel Chin enabled the successful purchase of the land worth 54,000 ringgit for future church development. Thank God, the Lord will provide. The prayers from all the believers had moved the hand of the Lord. It turned out that God has prepared and opened the way ahead for us. On the 24th of July 1998, everyone agreed to develop a new chapel during the EGM. And the believers of Sungai Siput Church had made offerings actively to raise funds. As we are one family in Christ, many other churches also make the offerings out of love, especially the brothers and sisters of Bercham Church gave a lot of support and help in terms of manpower, financial resources, and prayers. Hence, the Sungai Siput Church was able to start the construction with 43,451 ringgit. On July 30th of the same year, Preacher Daniel Chin led the believers together at the site of the new chapel to pray together, asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit for the smooth construction process of the new chapel. The whole construction work, from planning, drawing, and building, was assisted by the believers of Sungai Siput Church, including Brother Chang Guan Yang, Brother Ho Kui Chong, and Sister Ho Lai Ping, who saved up a huge amount of money for the church. Besides, these brothers and sisters who love the Lord often work overtime and check on the construction site, even if it was in the late evening. The PAR Foundation construction for the new chapel began in August 1998, and the whole construction of the chapel was completed on 24th July 2000. On 4th August 2000, the new chapel was officially opened and started with the first night service. On 5th August, the first Sabbath was observed and the Holy Communion was held in the new chapel. The late Elder John Liu from Sungai Petani shared a sermon entitled, "I Will Only Give You All I Have," to encourage the believers. The entire congregation was filled with the heart of thanksgiving to remember the death of the Lord. The new chapel was then dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ on 13 May 2001. We pray that God will continue to guide Sungai Siput Church. Let the name of God be known all over this small town so that everyone will come to know about the salvation gospel. May the glory of God be revealed greatly in this place. Amen.